Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike D'Antoni along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, one of the all-time greats to play at LSU and former UNO baseball coach Blake Dean. Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Blake, I guess, you know, when you win a national championship, it's something, it's always somewhat special, but you go through these moments, and I can remember listening to Skip Bertman and a talk one time, and he says, you know, you can call it football luck or baseball luck or basketball luck or fighting through adversity and tough moments, the mental tough moments, and he said there's always going to be that, you know, for a championship team. And you saw that with LSU in that game Wednesday night against Arkansas in the ninth inning, fighting through that and sort of how it bonds a team together. And to me, that is really the hallmark of this LSU baseball team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in order to be, you know, to have the success they've had and, you know, win the championships they won and won another one this year, you've got to be able to handle adversity, right? You've got to be able to handle the tough times. Anyone can succeed and do well when things are going good. But it's when you hit that rough patch or, you know, you lose a game, the little rock right there, right? And how do you recover, right? You know, losing that game when it was on the verge of ending your season in the next game potentially and, you know, taking it to the national championship. So the tough moments are what define champions, and obviously they've done a really good job of overcoming some adversity.
I think there's a Ferris narrative out there that, you know, this isn't a talented team, which I don't get because all I know is Coleman and Ianson and Jones and Chase Shores, those guys are going to be playing in the major leagues pretty soon. But they don't have maybe the big bats, you know, of maybe years past or a guy like Paul Skenes. But this was a very talented team. And you can talk a little bit about it, of how difficult it is from a manager's standpoint and from a team standpoint to play as a team. Because a lot of people, hey, listen, you know, I want my shot. I want my shot. But there is a certain amount of team play in an individual game that you have to kind of overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it kind of makes me laugh just, you know, hearing people say that. Like, oh, you know, it isn't a super talented team. What's crazy is that's the expectation level in which the people of Louisiana have become accustomed to. It's
yeah,
a
right.
really good problem to have, right? But yeah, I could tell people all the time, I said they must be somewhat talented because they just were the final team holding the trophy up at the end of the year. And, you know, again, I think that just goes to show you the caliber of players that has come through LSU and that continue to come through LSU. Like you said, I mean, you can't have a Paul Skenes every time or a Dylan Cruz or a Bregman, right? Or, you know, Aaron Nola. I mean, those aren't, you know, hanging from the tree every day. So when you see those guys, it's just, those are special moments. But I think, again, people become accustomed to that. And, you know, at the end of the day, LSU is a super talented team with really good players. And, you know, they found a way to win it at the very end. And they were cohesive. They played together. They had some younger guys, some older guys, some transfer portal guys. So kudos to the staff as well for making those guys become cohesive and being able to play together with such a short amount of time to do so.
Coach, you've seen a lot of freshmen hit the LSU scene. I don't think I've seen one as good as Derek Curiel. Now, they may have people that were more talented. I think there were. When you look at Bregman and certainly other guys that have come through the ranks here. But what he did as a freshman – to me, it's remarkable. I mean, he played like, you know, a 25-year-old out there. Just his poise, how he played out in the field, but also his bat. He was not intimidated by SEC pitching.
Yeah, I think he was super polished, right? I think you can see that from his at-bats. I think he understood who he was. I think that's the kind of maybe the separator. Typically, it's a young guy, you know, who you are in high school, you know, you're the top dog. And then when you come over to the SEC, there could be a little bit of transition. But, you know, I think he was very, very balanced, very, you know, balanced in all capacities of knowing who he was. He didn't try to he's not out there playing like someone he's not. He's not trying to go hit all these home runs. He's very structured and very consistent with everything that I watched him do. You know, even look at how many times he got on base consecutively, whether there were hits or walks or whatever the case may be. I mean, that's pretty unheard of. That's so difficult to do because of the consistency that's required to do that. So, again, I think you said it pretty well. There are some guys out there that probably run faster, that have more power, that throw the ball harder from the outfield, and they're, you know, all these different things. But over the course of all of the tools combined, his consistency was pretty elite, which I think made him have a lot of success.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Coach Dean, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned the transfer portal, and I know at this point it's kind of the Wild West at times, and you had to deal with it yourself at UNO, at least the start of it. But I just want to get your thoughts on what Jay Johnson has done in recruiting. Like Mike had brought it up in the first segment, he's just a tireless recruiter. He's always chasing after guys. And you can talk about the guys that stay in the program and come in as freshmen and develop, like the Cade Andersons, who could potentially be the number one overall pick in the draft, like Chase Shores, who was locked down in Omaha, like, you know, Ethan Fry and Stephen Milam and Jake Brown and Jared Jones and all these other guys. But filling in the holes with the portal, and he's been able to get such good pieces like Luis Hernandez, like Chris Stanfield, Danny Dickinson from Utah Valley, and Michael Braswell 2 years ago, and then even like an Anthony Ianson, who ended up being the second best pitcher on a championship staff. He's always able to just kind of find the holes that he needs to fill, and he goes out in the portal and gets the best player available, it seems, for those holes.
Yeah, I mean, again, I tell people, let's not be mistaken now. This is LSU, right? So the backing of the NIL that they have and the capability speaks for itself, right? I tell people all the time, they're not necessarily recruiting. They are, but they're picking, right? They're going through, and I give him credit for being able to go through and recognize what he needs to, I guess, offset his current team and what he's looking for in certain players and their abilities, right? I think that's the interesting part when you kind of go through and look at it, because at the end of the day, they're gonna get who they want. They have the NIL money and capability to get who they want. It's just kind of finding the right pieces to do that. And I think he does a really, really good job of finding people that fit to his mentality, what he's looking for, the right pieces to be versatile, right? And they've got guys that can bunt. They got guys that can hit the home run. So they kind of cover all of the areas. So I think that's what he does a really good job at. Then obviously, you know, they go, I heard him the other day say they signed 10 freshmen. So, you know, he goes through and finds the top freshman that he's going to groom for a couple years. And that'll be the core of who he has. And then he'll fill in the portal guys every year. So I think he's got a lot of success to come. I think the Tigers are in good shape and we'll be competing for many more championships the next few years.
Blake, it's funny from, I'll get your take on it from me. When you were at LSU to today, how different the Southeast Conference is. And right around that time, because Glenn Gilbert and I were talking about this yesterday, when Skip got there, you know, Ron Polk at Mississippi State, he sat on top of Mount Everest. He was the guy. And then, you know, Skip made that run, and then it was Polk and Skip. But then all of a sudden, now you saw a lot of other SEC teams put money into facilities, going after different players. And it wasn't so much an out west game of baseball. It became more southern region baseball. And that's what you see today. So tell some people the difference. And it wasn't that long ago you were playing, how different it is in the SEC today. It's a gauntlet to go through when you got to play SEC pitching and going up against those batters each and every weekend.
Yeah, there's no question. What people are going to understand now is, I mean, even, you know, these SEC schools, they're going out and getting the best players from, you know, the lower mid-majors. They're getting from Division II. I mean, you know, they're going in basically, like I said, selecting. You know, they're going through an almost hand-picking. Obviously, they're going head-to-head with each other recruiting, right? I mean, I'm sure LSU will run into Texas and all, you know, some of these other SEC schools along the way. But it's so different now because, again, now with social media, there's really, you know, used to back in the day, you know, even when I was there, you know, if you had a recruiter that could go out, work other people and build connections, then typically you might be able to find that diamond in the rough or that one that no one knew about. But nowadays with social media, I mean, my gosh, all it takes is one post on Twitter or X, you know, and then, you know, this kid's seen all over the country. You don't even have to go recruit him. He's got his video that's got 2 million views on it, right? So everything has drastically changed. There's not many hidden players anymore, and the SEC has just got the best of the best because they're picking from all the other conferences in the country.
Last question for you would be about Jared Jones. And I've told this to Charlie and other people worked with Bobby too, that I think he's always going to have a little bit of inconsistency with his hitting. That's just the way he is, where he's going to get streaky, and then he scares the hell out of you when he come up to the plate because he's a big man. Now, when he's swinging that bat and he gets in that groove, he is something special there. Your thoughts on the future with Bear?
Well, I think, again, like you said, again, look how big he is. I mean, you can't build that, right? I mean, that's given. So he's kind of got the leg up there in that capacity. Obviously, the power and the strength is, you know, something to be seen. And like you said, nowadays, let's be quite honest, he plays a position where all they care about in the big leagues is driving in runs, playing, you know, adequate defense and hitting your 20 to 30 home runs a year and driving in 100. Right. So I think if you stick him out there and you say, you know, nowadays they're not necessarily concerned about what your batting average is and how many times you strike out. I think if you go unleash him and say, hey, I want you to try to connect to 30 a year, go out there and hit 30 out, play a good first base, drive an 80. Well, he could probably play for a long time. You know, he'll just he'll have to trim back on some of those down moments. But he's got the power and strength to make up for a lot of mistakes that people that don't have his size are capable of doing.
Blake, I didn't think I'd live long enough. We're not even at the All-Star break in baseball, and you got a catcher with the Mariners with 32 home runs.
Cal Raleigh. Oh, my goodness.
How about that? Man, listen, that's a difficult position, and you got 32 home runs before you hit the All-Star break? Now, I don't know how things will work out past, because that's a really demanding position. But, man, it goes to show if you can swing a bat, man, you're going to make a lot of money these days.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, if you drive runs in and you hit home runs, you're going to make a lot of money. You know, look at Devers. Devers just signed, you know, a big deal with San Francisco. I mean, again, that was solely on the bat. It was on
correct.
The bat. So, yeah, there's a lot of potential there for him to be playing, for Jones to play for a while with that bat.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Appreciate your time and insights, buddy. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, gentlemen. You guys take care.
Thanks, Coach.
All righty. Blake Dean, former LSU great and was former coach at UNO, now in private business.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.